The Congressional Budget Office says it expects a net reduction of about 2.5 million full-time jobs by 2024, thanks to Obamacare. Not primarily because employers will be scaling back their hiring, but because workers will choose to work less, because they can get health care outside of the workplace. That is, they won't have to stick with the job they don't like just for the benefits.
It basically says that workers are going to have more flexibility.
That's Kevin Counihan. He runs the state's health care exchange under Obamacare.
There will be employees. The CBO is estimating at the lower end of the lower wage workforce that may decide either to retire or take other jobs. And so as a result, there may be fewer workers in the workforce.
Jennifer Herz is assistant counsel for the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. She agrees with Counihan's reading of the CBO report and says she hasn't heard from businesses who say they're cutting jobs in response to the law. That said, the law does present its fair share of challenges for employers.
I think businesses are still struggling with trying to make sure they're in compliance and wrapping their head, you know, around this new world. And that's really what we're hearing the most of. There are a lot of administrative burdens that are on businesses. So although this report isn't talking about that, that still is a major concern out there.
And there's another major concern for Counihan, the CEO of Access Health CT. He says the CBO report is making an already complicated political debate on healthcare even more so. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.